The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind.
Oh, good morning, good morning. Here we go.
Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath the blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you to the summer wind.
It's getting here. Spring is here. It's warm. You know, and I'm looking at the forecast, and Joey Lundberg will join us momentarily. You know, and we'll tell you exactly what's happening the rest of the week. I think it's getting a little cooler, but we're there. I'm telling you, I'm outside. I'm riding the bike. I got out a little bit. Did you do that? You know, and you saw the picture. I went to a little town called Clinton, New Jersey. Beautiful town, way out in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, off of 78. What exit? It was 17 or something like that, off of 78. Beautiful. And it's got the falls, and it's got that little red mill there that was there for years. And it was just, like, great. But I still had to put the mask on. It's confused. Do you put the mask on? Plus, I got to tell you something. The lockdown here, the lockdown there. You shouldn't do this. You should. Everybody's out. Can someone tell the governor, it's okay, say what you got to say, but everybody's out. It was crowded. It was like nothing was happening. And then I was walking around, and it's such a beautiful day. So I was confused whether you wear the mask outside, and if there's other people around, do you wear the mask? Right? This is hysterical. And I go, so I put the whole thing on. As you saw, I tweeted it out on social media. Thanks for your funny comments. You guys, you're the best. You're the best. So I was laughing. So then I took it off. I took a picture. Now, could I technically have been summoned if I got a summons if I took the mask off for a second? Then there's one guy. He owned a shop, and he's in the sun, and he's sitting in the middle of the street, the sidewalk, rather, middle of the sidewalk. So you got to walk around him. Now, I don't want to go close to anybody, because to me, I'm afraid I'm going to catch the coronavirus, God forbid I walk by this guy, right? So this is so me. And we got a great show. Good morning. A happy Monday. We got this. And I'm so proud of you for hanging in there. Love you for hanging in there. So, and the president had that town hall last night, which was great, and we will get there and rest the souls that we lost during this war with the communists, if I could be so bold to say that. But then, so now, I want to say quietly, because she may be listening, I want to get a Mother's Day card for my mother, right? So now I'm afraid to mail something in the card, because I know that the coronavirus travels in the United States Postal Service, apparently. Yeah, do we know? They don't know. You know, all they kept telling us, don't move, stay in your house, you know, forget about herd immunity, just stay in your home, don't move. So I go to the drugstore, get a couple cards, you know, get the mother card, the grandmother card for my mom, and I go out. Now I'm afraid to go to the post office. I don't want to go to the post office because there's probably people at the post office. So, all right, look at what we got to do just to go outside. Get the gloves, get the goggles, get the mask, look at me. And I go, okay, now I'm going to the post office. Did we ever do it? Go to the post office? So I go to the post office. Now I look around and no one's there. No one's at the post office. It's way out in Hunterdon County in Jersey. Real small little place. And I go out there. Oh, let me run in. And I said, you know what? I was going to buy like postal stuff, next day air, all that stuff. But then that would mean I spend more time and that would give the virus more chance to jump on my body, in my eyes and in my nose and in my ears. Am I right or wrong? Even though I was like awash with hand sanitizer, gloves, mask, and goggles. Oh, yeah. And a hat and a hood. And it was summertime almost. No. So I go, I just give me a package of stamps, please. Now, they got the plastic down 6 feet away. So it was great. So I just bought stamps, and then I was going to do it myself. So I go in the car, and I wash everything down, I swear to God. And then I fill out the card, and I send the Mother's Day card. Now, I go into the – this is me. This is me. I go in and I open the door to put the card in the mail slot, which is outside where the counter is, where you get everything. I put my mask down because God forbid I'm by myself. Can I get coronavirus if I put the mask down for a second? Listen to me. So I put the mask down. I go, oh, it's like normal life now. I'll go mail. I mail the thing. I turn around. There's a guy at the door holding the door for me. Only me. Where was this guy? How did he show up? I'm telling you, the forces of the universe said, hey, wait, it's too easy. Make it difficult. Go ahead, breathe some coronavirus on this guy. What's the guy holding the door for me? So he's holding the door. Now I'm looking at my 6 feet, and you know you do that, don't you? When you see somebody now, it's 6 feet, it's 6 feet away. All right, don't tell me. I got the mask off. Now, do I put the mask back on? Oh, my God, you're contagion, sir. Excuse me, no offense, but I'm putting my mask back on. So I didn't put the mask back on because I thought it'd be best if I just run as fast as I can away from this guy. So he goes, I say, and I'm a good 8 feet away from him, I say, oh, thanks so much. He goes, absolutely not a problem. Now, I think this human exchange was important because nowadays we don't know who to trust. It's like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Do you have the virus? Do you not have the virus? Are you going to? It's like the zombie movies, you know, the World War Z. Is he a zombie? I'm waiting for the guy to bite my neck, you know. You know, I'm waiting for that. So I didn't put the mask up. And I said, oh, thank you. You're very good. No, not a problem, sir. Happy to help you. Like that. Hold on. Now, you know what I did? I held my breath as I walked past him. There's droplets. I am not inhaling a droplet. Look at us. I'm like, they're causing a panic. But so I'm, and the next 2 days at home, I'm going, do I have a cough? Do I feel okay? Do I have a fever? Oh, I think I'm tired. I'm not sure. Did I catch it from that guy at the phone? But then this. Then I go see the kids. I keep my distance from the kids because I'm just being careful for next 2 weeks. Then I've had it. Then I'm done. Then I have them sign the grandmother card for the Mother's Day to get to my mom. And I say, well, I'm driving back. Then let me drop by the post office again. No one's going to be there now. It was later in the day. I'll just put it in the slot. I walk in. No one's there. No, and I drive up. And then there's a couple cars parked, but nothing. As soon as I open the door, a guy from the car across the street, I'm telling you, what do you think he does? He gets out. He walks up. He walks into the post office. I didn't move. I waited until the guy was done, got in there, got mailed the card, and went home. Oh, my God. I'm exhausted. And when we go shopping, we have to wear a hazmat suit. I'm telling you, I got two more weeks in me. I got two more. Am I right or wrong? We got two more weeks. And you know what we're going to do in two more weeks? You and I are going out. I don't care who says what. I don't want to hear governor here, governor there. We're going out, all right? And we're going to do it. And we're going to be careful. And you know what? I'm telling you what's going to happen because our instinct has been great. We, by the way, I'm so pleased and proud to be before this microphone with you because we're the ones that said this came through, thanks to Gordon Chang, my friend who said this virus came from the Wuhan Institute of Virology out of that lab there. Oh, yes, it did. And did it get intentionally released? Gordon Chang, the foremost expert on everything Asia, he thinks President Xi let the virus go out. I believe that. I believe we're at war here and that it happened like that. Where'd you hear it? You heard it here with Mr. Chang on the radio. And then, you know, who's joining us this morning, Dr. Stephen Greer. We had Frankie doing a great job booking the heck out of these shows for you, you know. And as Dr. Greer comes on, I go, what about this virus? He goes, well, we got the drugs. Maybe Stephen Greer says this. Dr. Greer says it. Remember 2 months ago? I go, well, what are you talking about? He goes, no, you got remdesivir. I go, what is remdesivir? 2 months, please. Piscopo show, Frank and Al and Debbie, right, your morning show, right here. We say it. Well, remdesivir, if it's a severe case, you give that, it'll go away. And also, you got the hydroxychloroquine and the Z-Pack. I said, oh, what, doc, what is that again? You know, oh, yeah, well, that's right. And you'll hear the president talk about it. No, I don't think they want to find a cure for this. I think they like to keep us under control. Because this too, and thank you for your tweets early this morning and for being with us in the morning, because we do this for you, and we'll get into this. But you saw where I tweeted. I just happened to read, oh, and I forget, I saw it from somebody else. I always want to give credit where it's due, you know. And somebody tweeted this to me about a CDC report. It wasn't to me. It was a general tweet, and I can't remember. I think it was a comedian or something. So. It was a CDC report. Stay with me on this. And if you're following me on Twitter, you saw this. At Jersey Joe Piscopo, you can see this. The CDC thinks provincially, they think like that it's an estimate. They're going to relook at the deaths of COVID. It's not 70,000. It's 37,000. And what, again, here we go. What have I been saying on the show from day one? Why? And I objectively ask, if the United States Navy ship, the Comfort's coming up to New York, and there's 20 people in it, If the Mercy is going to Los Angeles, there's 10 people, whatever it was, 20 people, there 28 people. If the Javits Center had almost 3,000 beds, Army Corps of Engineer, off of a suggestion by Mayor de Blasio, to be fair, to President Trump, to be fair, President Trump got the Army Corps of Engineers. They did an incredible job. The way the United States military does, you know, boom. I don't think there was one person at the Javits Center, right? I'm thinking, why are they inflating these? Are they inflating these numbers? Then I had a friend on, a kid I see at church, and he goes, and I shouldn't say anything because I don't want to get him into trouble, but he's helping veterans, and they're saying, no, just put down COVID-19 when the veteran passed away. They don't know, because they don't, and Dr. Birx herself said they don't have time to do the autopsies and rest their beautiful souls, every single one of them, warriors in this war against the communists, is what this really is. Now, then I read the CDC report, and I said objectively, and I say that objectively, I really do, because I said it to Frankie. I said, Frank, did I misread this? And then I called a friend, and a buddy told me, who's in the healthcare business, who's been really kind of my reference and my mentor through all of this, because I don't just want to say something that is off the cuff and flippant. I want to have back. He says, and he said about this article from the CDC. It's on my Twitter feed at Jersey Joe. J-R-Z-Y, Joe Piscopo. This is my buddy says, this is a healthcare professional who really was the man who brought about the being able to live with AIDS. This gentleman here, and I'm going to put him on the air, but he's so humble. He doesn't like to be acknowledged at all. Great guy. Great guy. Smartest guy. Knows medicine. Knows every doctor. He bought the AIDS practice in San Francisco when AIDS was at its height. At the height of that epidemic, and he came up with the cocktail. Excuse me, yes, cocktail that helps you be able to live with AIDS these days. And he says about that CDC report about there not being 70,000 deaths, but more like 37,000. These reflect a tabulation of death certificates that get submitted. As it says, there is a delay of 1 to 8 weeks, so the numbers are skewed and automatically out of sync. That is why the numbers of recent deaths are so low, papers not yet received or processed. So why are we here? 70,000. I mean, in an inflammatory way, 70,000. I mean, am I right? Is it something? Thank God you and I are on top of this, and we are on top of this, because I think it's okay. And in 2 weeks, I'm losing the mask. I don't know. I don't think I'll ever lose the mask, because I'm like my hypochondria. I may keep the mask now as regular gear, you know. So, but we're ready to go out in a couple of weeks. We will get back. And we'll talk about the president's town hall meeting yesterday, which was great. And he's trying to stay positive. And Brett Baer and Martha McCollum did a great job. But we're gonna get. It's time to get out. And by the way, Governor Murphy giving the president a shout out on Chris Wallace's show, you know, Fox News Sunday. I tell you what, I know you disagree with the governor. Everybody's mad at Governor Murphy now. And listen, and I got no skin in the game in that regard. He is a socialist, but you know what? it was nice that he had respectful, that he said, look, the president has done everything that we asked him to do. And Governor Cuomo said the same thing. So we're all in it together, and we will, so help me God, we're so close. And you know what's going to happen in the fall? It will bump back a little bit, but by that time, we're going to have the medicines, and a vaccine is going to be fast-tracked, and hopefully in the fall we will have that. Rick Klein, our buddy from ABC News, is going to join us. Bob Hugin is former executive chairman of Celgene and a former Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in Jersey. You know, Bob, well, he knows these drugs, and we're going to talk about the governor's response, and we're going to talk about efforts to find a vaccine. Frank Stiller at the White House on Friday, 4 o'clock. Debbie, good morning to you, Debbie Duhaime.
Hi, Joe. So, Debbie,
I'm always trying to check the news as we roll. Now, we don't have the show on Saturday. I'm thinking, oh, I could go. I did my post office foray, you know, like
right,
Lewis
right.
and Clark. I went to find a post office, a place. It was like an exhibition, expedition. So I miss Frank Stiller with the president of the United States, the CEO of Tunnel to Towers, and watching Frank Stiller with the president giving accolades to Tunnel to Towers is great. Frank's going to join us live on the air.
Great.
And Dr. Stephen Greer is on the show, and he's the man. He is the man where you first heard the word remdesivir,
mm-hmm.
and you heard
mm-hmm.
hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pak. That's from Dr. Greer. We got it all mm-hmm. for you this morning. And Debbie out there on the roads, good morning to you, Debbie Duhaime.
Good morning, Joe. I'm glad you got that card off in the mail. That was important this weekend, I'm sure, right? Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Frank and Al. Good morning, everybody. Hey, guys, alternate side parking rules suspended. Major parking rules remain in effect. Merritt Parkway southbound getting down toward exit 42, getting into Fairfield. That's construction in the right lane to watch out for. Also, 95 North, exit 16 into Norwalk. It's a crash in the right lane over there. We're seeing volume on the eastbound BQE getting up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Deegan's outbound slowing down at the Cross Bronx. That's that long-term construction project still going on over there. And it's kind of busy for you on the Harlem River Drive south down through the 140s. 21 South remains closed at Ackerman Ave in Clifton. That's an accident and a fuel spill. All lanes blocked. 78 East Express Lanes getting out toward the Garden State Parkway. That's a paving project. You'll have to use the local lanes instead. Partly cloudy today, high of 66. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 62. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Are you tired of all the garbage that Hollywood puts out? Why not redeem the time you're spending at home with your family and watch something that affirms our American values? For a limited time, you can purchase No Safe Spaces, starring Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla. Go to nosafespaces.com to stream the number one political documentary of 2019. Free speech is under attack now more than ever. Politicians on the left are threatening to permanently shut down churches and synagogues, and we can't even open a debate about when we return to work. There is no more important time to watch No Safe Spaces, the movie that the hard left does not want you to see. Go to nosafespaces.com. Use the code SAVE25 to get 25% off your purchase. That's SAVE25. This offer is only available for a limited time. Send the message to Hollywood that you support movies that support your values. Go to nosafespaces.com today.
I'm Josh Levine, co-founder of Tiger Lady, the self-defense tool that ensures you're always aware and prepared when you're alone. At Tiger Lady, we take your safety seriously, and more than ever, people are on edge and looking for ways to feel more secure. Having the means to protect yourself is so important. If you're ever in a dangerous situation, Tiger Lady can help. It's so lightweight, you can easily carry it with you anywhere, the market, the doctor, or to work. If you feel threatened, give it a squeeze, and claws will appear like a real-life Wolverine. We designed Tiger Lady's claws with hollow channels to collect DNA, making it easier to identify the perpetrator. We hope you never have to use Tiger Lady, but we do know it will give you or someone you love an extra sense of security. It's something you know that nobody else knows. We know that times are tough, so for a limited time, we're offering 30% off plus free shipping when you use code TIGER at TigerLady.com. Just use the code TIGER at TigerLady.com for 30% off your order. From the Tiger Lady family to yours, wishes for good health and safety in the times ahead.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com. Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970 The Answer.
I I like this. I'm going to like this.
I have got you.
Yeah.
Under my skin. I have got you. Deep in the heart of me.
I got you deep in my heart, baby. Good morning. Great to have you with us. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 624 on AM 970 The Answer and AM970TheAnswer.com around the world and around the United States of America. Great to have you with us. We got this. Frankie Five Boroughs is here. Frank, good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning, Joe. How was your weekend?
Great. Actually, great. It was actually great. I just decompressing because I know, I'm telling you, we're going to be locked and loaded. Albert, you doing good, buddy?
Excellent. Excellent. And,
hey, Frankie, now, you guys smoke cigars, right? You're cigar smokers.
Too many. Right? I actually had, throughout the whole day yesterday, I had three. And then I did one on Saturday.
Wow.
That's more cigars than I've done in a weekend, I think, probably ever. Actually,
let me ask you an amateur question. Do you have to imbibe while you're smoking a cigar?
You don't have to, but it's strongly suggested.
Yeah. That's great. Because you just said, Frank just sent me this picture for the New York Post with my dear friend Mitchell Modell. He's got a mask on, but with a hole in the mask for his mouth. So he has a cigar smoking. And the headline is, Rich New Yorkers Hold Socially Distant Cigar Club from their Mercedes sedan.
Yeah, see, if you're smoking the cigar, you really don't need to cut the hole in the mask. Just take the mask off.
Yeah.
Because there's more of a chance you're burning the mask
with
the cigar.
I was confused. I was confused because do you wear the mask outside? Frank, you said you're supposed to wear the mask in New Jersey. I was confused. Do you wear the mask?
Well,
you don't wear the mask?
My understanding,
close quarters? I'm confused.
My understanding is you wear the mask in environments where social distancing isn't possible, like in mass transit or at the grocery store or where you're encountering a lot of other people.
Yeah, I mean, I've done my walks and stuff. I don't wear the mask while I'm walking because if I see somebody who's, you know, walk, I avoid them. I move out of the way so that I'm at least, you know, distant from them. And if I'm in my backyard, I'm not wearing a mask. I'm in my backyard. There's nobody around me.
No, but I was out, like, walking the street. So I'm thinking, like, do I wear the mask then? It was weird because some people had the mask on. Some people had it on. Some people didn't have the mask on.
Yeah, but I saw your little video by the waterfall or whatever. Again, you're
so
double
funny.
Bundled and you're going to pass out. That's the thing.
In the water. I'll fall in the water.
I'm concerned.
That's what I would do. Whoa. I go over the board
I don't know why.
What happened? Where am I? Put him down. He died. I'll drown. They'll say COVID-19. He died. That's it. He had the mask on. I said, man, I tell you what. Good morning to you. And I see the phone calls already at 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone line. I'll get there momentarily. Rick Klein's going to join us this morning. But I'm reading the CDC report, and I'm telling you, and I appreciate you. You know what? I have to tell you how humbled I am to be behind the microphone because I don't take it lightly, and I always tell you that every morning. And then, you know what? I never really thought about it. I'm doing radio, and here we are. We're into our 6 years on the air now in this crazy, crazy time. We got some great things coming up. I'm going to tell you about. But I always lean on Frankie and Al and Debbie, you know, and they get us through the morning. And then I tweet something out, and you're the best when you tweet back because you tweet back. I love read what I tweet out, and then we have a discussion. And it's this. We have reinvented Twitter in that regard. And I don't have a lot of followers, but I prefer to have a smaller Twitter following as opposed to the craziness and the hate that's out there. You and I are having nice discussions. We could disagree and do it amicably. But here's someone else. I read about the CDC, a report, and it's out on my Twitter feed, JRZ, at Jersey Joe Piscopo. And it said, and I thought I said it, it said, well, no, there were 37,000 COVID-19 deaths. And that's what that meant. But if anybody died of anything, we keep hearing about people say they don't know what to do or what to put down, as Dr. Burke said, because when someone passes away, rest their beautiful soul, innocent bystanders getting ravaged by this horrible virus. Yet if they have, if it's pneumonia, if it's heart, if it's cancer, God forbid, whatever it is, they put COVID-19. They're just told to put COVID-19. So I'm saying, so now I'm suspect. So then this report comes out. And here's somebody else, David from Twitter says, the table, meaning the reading in the article that I sent out, the table also lists coded deaths for pneumonia and COVID-19 at 16,564, along with 37,000+ deaths coded for COVID-19 only. For a total number of 53. So they're putting like pneumonia in with COVID. I'm telling you, we're not at 70,000. This is half of what flu deaths are every year. Now, are we overreacting? If I'm a governor, though, I have to tell you, and I know everybody's ticked off at Governor Murphy. And by the way, I don't understand the socialist agenda of these left-wing governors. I really don't. But Governor Murphy, I always say, is a nice guy. He shows respect to President Trump. I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. And Governor Newsom. Governor Newsom, by the way, who I don't know why he isn't on 2 hours every day, because he's the guy that really got ahead of the curve. He's doing some crazy things now, giving millions of dollars to illegals who are coming in. And shutting down beaches when he doesn't have to, and everybody's going against him. But just remember, this is the guy in Governor Newsom. And again, here's a way, way left-wing socialist governor. He got ahead of the curve. And it's nice that he says, you know what he said about Donald Trump? He said, promises made, promises kept from President Trump. This is huge. This is huge that we're all together on this, you know? But now we got to get to reality. I mean, and I respect Dr. Fauci, love Dr. Birx. She is just so great to watch. She has a calming demeanor about her. But are they inflating these numbers? And why are they inflating these numbers? For what reason? And my humble suggestion is, and objectively, is they're using this. And I'm telling you what. And I'm going to tell you what I feel. And we'll take a break. And I don't mean to be conspiratorial, but I'm telling you, I think Gordon Chang was right. They developed this in the Wuhan virology lab, right? Now, was it man-made or not? I think they did man-make it. It was a gal, actually, who did it. And she got the bat feces, not to be so gross. She made it, and this new virus comes out, boom, it gets released by mistake. And Xi and all the communists in Beijing go, wow, hey, not a bad idea, because they can't handle Donald Trump. Let that go. And their economy was in shambles. Boom, send it out. I'm telling you, I believe that happened. It's like a war. Am I being crazy here? You got to help me out, because this is what I'm thinking. Then it gets out there, and then the press says, oh, my gosh, what a great chance to take down Donald Trump. This is what I'm thinking, I swear. And by the way, I understand the criticisms of the president. I really do. I'm probably the only talk guy that actually understands. I understand it. But he's doing a great job. The country's doing great. Look at what your 401k was. Look at this. Look at the military. He shut down ISIS. He's right. He was on The Apprentice. He was the guy from The Apprentice. It was Donald Trump. He's the guy that shut down ISIS. Now you have to re-examine your outlook on the president of the United States. No, you have to re-examine your look at Donald J. Trump. Oh, well, you know, he's the quote-unquote womanizer. Oh, he with his tan and everything. Forget about it. Look what he shut down ISIS. He's the guy. He's going up against China. They're afraid of him. Now, I think the press has just said, this is our chance, because they couldn't get him with the Mueller probe. They couldn't get him with Ukraine. He was untouchable, and he was just going on smoking right through to 2020 being reelected, and they got scared, and they're using this as political fodder to take down the president. Am I wrong? Am I conspiratorial, and am I wrong? Because this is exactly the way I feel. Because I'm looking at the numbers, and you know me, I'm an objective guy. Why is the comfort? Why did the comfort not get? Andrew Cuomo's up there every day. By the way, I'm telling you, they should show those Andrew Cuomo videos in a political science class, because he is brilliant. He's such a political animal. He's so good at what he does. But there's no, forgive me, and I don't want to criticize anybody at this time, the way Governor Murphy supports President Trump. I want to support Governor Cuomo and Murphy and Newsom. They're Democrats. But I'm trying to lock the numbers in. And how are bodies ending up at nursing homes in the back of Ryder trucks? And why isn't anyone doing anything about that? You know, and why was the Jacob Javits Center empty? Empty. And why do I see this in the New York Post this morning? All the hotels that were supposed to have COVID recovering patients are empty. Empty. Something's up here. Something is not right. Not to take away that this is the most vicious. That's why I think it was man-made and woman-made, apparently, in this case. Because I'm telling you, the genetic makeup, the inframolecular structure of this virus, and I'm a street guy. I know nothing. It seems like it was. I'm just saying. And Dr. Greer will break it all down for us at 9 o'clock hour. And any question you have for Dr. Greer, by the way, he'll be available for you. But I'm a little suspicious of all that's going on. You know why? Because I'm looking at the facts, and it's not 70,000 deaths. It's 37,000 deaths. Why do they keep saying 70? Why do they keep riding that, driving that? What is the ulterior motive? 877-970-2999. I can go to Dr. Anthony. There's our doctor right there. Anthony, good morning. Great to have you with us, and happy Monday.
Good morning, Joseph. It's so nice to hear your voice. You always wake us up early on a Monday morning, and you are like a bright light, to say the least.
God bless you. God bless you, brother. What are you thinking? What are you thinking, doctor?
2 points. One, I don't know if you realize it, but your show is on the cutting edge again because the governor of New Jersey is using the term that you use all the time, knuckleheads. He's using that term constantly for people that are not covering their faces and using social distancing. He calls them knuckleheads. And who uses that term all the time? You do.
You think? Huh? Maybe. Yeah? What, you know what? You may be right. What's your other point, Anthony? Thank you for that.
I'm running a candidate for the 12th District. That would be Michael Janaris' district. He's a Paisan. His name is Iggy Tavanova. Do you know how hard it is to get a new candidate out during this virus crisis? He can't shake hands. He can't be in public. It is so hard. We could use social networking, but it is so hard. He can't make that human contact the way we want to.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get there. Anthony, thanks for your point. I tell you, Dr. Anthony right there, appreciate you calling. Thank you for your kind words, and God bless you for listening every morning. So, again, we're going to break. I know we got a break, but I have to tell you, it's a – oh, somebody just texted me now. Yeah, someone who just texted me now. This was great. This was – it says – Is this my buddy Gail? Yeah. She says, inflating numbers for more funding. Bingo. Amen. Right. So I got curious, too. I know we got a break, boys, but I got to talk to you like because your family, you know, are gathering around our kitchen table every morning. So I feel like I'd be really honest with you. It's like I say things. You know what the word I used to? I did. I said knuckleheads. Like we're the knuckleheads in the studio. Then you see the president use knuckleheads. And then I use the word snarky. That's probably a word from 1972. I mean, am I right? No, look at you, snarky. Don't get snarky in class. You know, like the snarky. Then I see the president use the word snarky, and he said it about the press. Oh, they're snarky. I went, oh, wait a minute. Then I said on the air, and I'm telling you, I say this objectively. And I said, you know, well, you know, the president shouldn't even battle with the press. He really shouldn't go back and forth with the press. He's too good. He's the president of the United States. I think the press corps should stand up when they talk to President Trump. Not just President Trump, just the president. I will stand. I always say, I will stand for you if you walk in the room. You know, man or a woman, I'll stand up. How are you? And shake your hand when we can shake hands. So I said to the president, step away. You don't need to deal with the press. Just do your thing, lay it out, and get the heck out of there because you're not going to win. They have an all-out assault on this president. So you just walk away. What did I say in the air? I said, and you have Kayleigh McEnany, who is so laser sharp, and she's a wonderful, warm, beautiful person, just a lovely gal, great mom, new baby. But boy, oh boy, you can't debate her because she's so smart and prepared. I said, just hand it off to Kayleigh, Mr. President. She's your new press secretary. What do you think happened? He stepped away. The next day he steps away. So hopefully, Dr. Anthony, you're right. Someone's listening. And if we could contribute in some small way to the good of the country, and really not pro one politician or another, we're all in this together, especially this crazy time. And hopefully maybe they are listening down the White House. That's why, by the way, I'd like for you to call and give your ideas, because if someone is listening, perhaps it will get to President Trump respectfully submitted. Hey, 6:37 with Joe on the radio. And by the way, Kayleigh did a great job. The president put Kayleigh up Friday. She crushed it. She was great in front of the press. Joe on the radio. I see the calls, 877-970-2999. And we'll go back to the boys when we come back. Right now, Al standing by for you this early in the morning with the headline news just for yous right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
63 degrees at 6:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Cuomo is joining with governors from Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, Delaware, New Jersey, Massachusetts, and Connecticut to announce the formation of a regional buying consortium to create more leverage in the purchase of vital medical supplies. Cuomo also announced that moving forward, hospitals must have a 90-day supply of PPE equipment and products on hand at all times to avert subsequent situations like the crisis hospitals are facing now. Newark Penn Station is reopened this morning following an overnight deep cleaning and disinfection. Officials say closing Penn Station nightly from 11 p.m. until 4:30 a.m. is an effort to protect New Jersey Transit customers and employees during the pandemic. All trains and buses will still run overnight, but customers will have to use the Raymond Plaza East entrance to enter and exit the station. In sports, Giants and Jets will soon learn their regular season slate. ESPN reporting the NFL is planning to start on time and will release its schedule this week. Sports Business Journal reports contingencies will be in place to start as late as October 15th, with the Super Bowl as late as February 28th. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. 78 eastbound express lanes remain blocked with ongoing construction. You'll have to use the local lanes getting out toward the Garden State Parkway. 21 southbound still blocked as you get down toward the area of 46 as you get right through Clifton. That's a fuel spill from an earlier accident still being worked on. Now, if you're going to be taking a ride over to the Hudson River crossings, it looks like you're moving at the speed limit at this point, George Lincoln and the Holland. And the Deegan southbound right at the Cross Bronx, that's some ongoing road work there. Harlem River Drive southbound building down through the 130s. And we're seeing some volume on the LIE westbound heading right out toward Woodhaven Boulevard. The MTA Essential Subway Plan remains in place. And heading over to Suffolk County, right there on Route 24 as you get into the area of Flanders, it's an accident in the process of being cleared as well. Partly cloudy today, high in the 60s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
With Advance Auto Parts, you get the part you need from the comfort of your garage. Order online and get your part with same-day pickup, curbside, or same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get the part you need. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts.
There will be parties again soon and family gatherings. There'll be parades and sporting events and concerts. To help our communities when they come back together, respond to the 2020 census now. Spend a few minutes online today to impact the next 10 years of healthcare, infrastructure, and education. Respond online today to make America's tomorrow brighter. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Despite epidemic, many with cancer wish a fresh second opinion with Dr. Lederman. First in America with body radio surgery, private cancer treatment boutique at 38th and Broadway. Untreated cancer grows. With Dr. Lederman's radio surgery, most treated cancer never returns. Dr. Lederman's open for treatment of new and recurrent cancer, even if prior chemo, surgery, or radiation didn't work or isn't wanted. Dr. Lederman's open for your cancer treatment. Don't let cancer grow. Dr. Lederman's open. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES for your appointment. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Despite epidemic, people with cancer wish Dr. Lederman's experienced cancer care to hit their cancer. For free booklet DVD, call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Don't let cancer grow. Private cancer boutique. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
You know, spring cleaning doesn't just mean the deep clean you do around the house once a year. You may want to do some tidying up for your business's digital marketing, and Salem Surround can help. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and learn how to get your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. SurroundNewYork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Good morning, it's Joe on the radio. How are you this morning? How are you? Oh, good to see you. Good, we're getting there little by little. God bless you for being as dedicated as you are, especially in New Jersey and in New York, you know. Snarky as we are, we will still follow the rules as best we can. But I got to tell you, fair warning, two more weeks, that's it. Memorial Day, right? Maybe Memorial Day, that's it. Everybody out will be out there about Memorial Day. Hey, are you looking to show your clients or employees just how much you appreciate them? Here's the answer. Here's the way you could do. And by the way, I would book it now. I would call now. But do everything now. This weekend, I did everything I've been meaning to do for like 10 years. I've been in that house out there for like 10 years, right? Now you want to book the Atlantis private luxury yacht. You want to say, we're back. Welcome back.
we're on a yacht. You know what? You're outside. You could go up the upper deck. It's airy out there. The Atlantis, it's a three-deck mega yacht with two state-of-the-art bars, magnificent dining room, large dance floor, immaculate restrooms, gorgeous upper deck where you're going to want to spend all your time. Perfect place to watch the sunset behind the Statue of Liberty. Oh, yeah. Take in the breathtaking skyline views of the greatest city in the world. For food and service, you thought I was going to say Hoboken, right? Yeah. Food and service are excellent. Guests can board at several locations throughout the tri-state area. Fully insured, Coast Guard certified, family owned by Captain Fred. It's owned and operated by this family. It's a mega yacht. Captain Fred is great. You could call him. You say, look, I want to book the yacht. You know, you might want to jump on 4th of July right now. I'm just saying. And how about that? Okay, the whole firm is going on the yacht, and we're going around Manhattan. Is this great? Isn't that a great idea? We are back. 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231. Mention AM970, The Answer, for a free menu upgrade. Give Captain Fred my personal best. He's a great guy and a friend. 212-633-1231. Or start here, please. NewYorkCruises.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM970. The Answer.
Good morning. President Trump at his town hall last night, and it was great to watch. And Brett Baer always does a great job. But they got Frankie, I don't know if you saw it or not, but they had some really tough questions. They put some tough questions. People videoed their questions to the president, and he was great, and it was nice. But they had some tough questions, and he dealt with it, I thought, in a great way. It was nice to see. And they did it right at the Lincoln, the Abraham Lincoln Butte, that whole beautiful site there in Washington, D.C., right on the steps of the Lincoln Monument. And it was just really, really nice to see, and I thought it went very, very well. Did you catch it at all, Frankie?
I watched a little bit of it. I saw the portion where he said he's been treated worse than any president since Lincoln by the press.
By this guy. No, excuse me. This guy, he said. He pointed to the statue.
A friend of mine who recovered from the disease was over yesterday, and we were smoking a couple of cigars, and we were watching And we watched it on his mobile phone, so I didn't see the image, but I did hear him mention Lincoln. You know, I'm not really – look, I have a lot of respect for some of the things that Lincoln did, but I don't have this Lincoln worship that a lot of people
really?
Do.
Really? Okay.
But, you know what? You know, it's tough to say. Lincoln was assassinated, so I think it's tough to say that, you know, President Trump's been treated worse than any president since Lincoln.
It was just good. The one thing that was interesting, someone did send a question in, which I love because I've been asking this question too. So, I truth be told, I have my business managers. They went to the PPP or whatever it is. I don't know if it was PPP or some other thing, and they got me a couple cents, you know, for corporate. Well, for the corporate, yeah, but I was like, really? I'm embarrassed to tell you how much. It was nothing. But you know what? The fact is that it got here quickly. It got here quickly, and they did it, and hopefully will it offset every expense? Honestly, no, but it's a little something. So now, because I need more than that, you know, because this is what I worry about. Number one, I worry about this, is that the banks are saying, okay, no, well, it's okay. We'll just forgive this month. Okay, we'll forgive next month. Okay, we'll forgive 90 days. Then, as you go into the summer, what's going to happen? The banks are going to go, we're not forgiving anymore. We're back. And then you're going to say to the banks, you're going to say, well, yo, man, I wasn't working. I was for 3 months, 2 months, I wasn't working. I had virtually no income. It was all I could do to feed my family. And they're going to say, you got to pay the bank. Otherwise, we're taking your home away. It's going to be a nightmare, number one. Number two, I got to say, what somebody actually asked, a fan of the president, she tweeted, I think it was the golf club people. And they said, if you don't have like employees, but you're always hiring out in a sense subcontracting, there's nothing for people like that. And that's where I fall in. If I'm like if I get hired to do a gig on a weekend, it's up to me to hire the whole band, sound, lights, driver. It cost a lot of money to mount a show like that, you know? But I'm technically subcontracting out. I go, okay, how are we going to, and we go through this, and it's a pain in the neck. And again, remember the one time when we went out, we had shows, and I had already paid the musicians, and they really, really appreciated it. I said, well, keep it, you know, put it toward the next gig or something like that. I got nothing from the government in that regard. And then the president, he went on, he started talking about golf and how once they, oh, the question, the thing is to stop the virus, open up the golf courses, and you won't need it. And then he stopped and he caught himself and he went, you know what, I'm going to look into that. And that's what I love about this president. Hopefully he will look into that, because a lot of us who subcontract out, like my poor cleaning gal, great gal that she is, hardworking gal, she's getting destroyed because she doesn't have full, quote unquote, full-time employees. We're not all like Shake Shack. We're not all like, you know, the sports teams. You know, we're not all like these big corporations. So hopefully that's something that we need help on. But again, the question is too, is how can we sustain this? How can we sustain this? And what is it going to look like, Frankie Vibros? Come summertime, it's going to be, by fall, I don't know how we could sustain it when all of a sudden everything we've been putting off is now expected to be paid back when we had no income for 3 months.
Well, I think that's a great point. I mean, you talk about all these deferred payments, you know, coming due at some point. You know, that only works if the economy comes back and if there's a speedy recovery. So I think, you know, you raise the question I think a lot of people are asking is, what is this recovery going to look like? Is it going to be a V-shaped recovery, or is it going to be more along the lines of a slower economic recovery? And I don't think anybody has an answer to that at this point.
And doesn't it bother anybody that how quickly the economy eroded in just a short period of time? I mean, you know, we're talking about, oh, my God, we've been locked up for 6 weeks, 7 weeks, whatever it is. In just that short amount of time, our economy has been devastated.
Well, no one's allowed to work. What do you expect?
You can't say to people,
you're not allowed to work, and you can't spend money in 80% of the places that you were spending money in,
right.
Yeah, and then expect time. The economy not to retard.
Yeah, we got to get back. We got to get back. Yeah, but Al's a good point, though, but it's so dramatic, like Frank just said, so dramatic the way this happened. Right. It was never like, oh, my God, no one could work. What? Are you kidding me? Time to go back. It's time to go back. And let me go to Charlie Finch, and then we'll break, guys. Professor Finch, always a pleasure and a privilege to have you with us. Charles, what is on your mind this morning, my friend?
Likewise, Joe. In the summer of 1864, when President Lincoln was running for re-election, the Republican chairman of New York State came to the White House and told Lincoln not to run, that he would lose. Lincoln himself thought he would get one electoral vote more than needed. His own wife, Mary Todd Lincoln, called General Grant a butcher for trying to win the Battle of the Wilderness, and the Democrats nominated an ineffectual Union general, McClellan, to run against Lincoln while calling him a baboon and worse. It was only because of General Sherman's march to the sea, Joe, that Lincoln was reelected. And, of course, he was assassinated 4 months after the Union won the war. President Trump is the greatest president since Lincoln, and he is treated worse. I agree with the president, and he would lose if he was going to run for election today to a person, Joe Biden, who is a non-compass menace sex offender. Let's win, guys. Onward and forward.
Charlie, I ain't arguing with Charlie. Professor Finch right there, 6:51 with Joe on the radio. And Debbie Duhame is out there. Rick Klein's coming up top of the hour. Bob Hugin is with us. And Frank Siller, straight from the White House, on the radio with Joe. We're very excited to have Mr. Siller with us. It's Dr. Stephen Greer. And we have a whole bunch of things happening this morning. And we love that you're with us. Right now, Debbie is out there looking out for you on the road. 6:51 on AM 970, The Answer. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, good morning, Joe. Thanks a lot. Let's go out to the Bronx River Parkway northbound, right at the Spring. It's some ongoing road work there. Now, 95 northbound in Connecticut, getting up toward exit 16 into Norwalk. That's a jackknifed tractor trailer. Looks like we have emergency activity at the scene here on 95 north over in Norwalk. 21 southbound is still blocked right by Route 46 in Clifton. It's an accident and a fuel spill. The accident is clear, but the fuel spill is still out there, so we're going to keep an eye on that for you as well. Now, remember, alternate side parking rules remain suspended. Metered parking rules in effect. The MTA Essential Subway Plan, that remains in effect as well. And on the Deegan southbound, getting into the Cross Bronx, watch for some ongoing construction heading right through that stretch as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Joe on the radio. Thank you, Debbie. Thanks. I know she sounds – Joe Lumber got a phone in. Debbie's at the house. We will be through with all this. And somebody said it best, man. They said on all the news shows now, hey, time to get back into the studio, you know, because with the delay and the looking and the Skyping, we will be back sooner than later. By the way, what you got to do when you go back, I think, more than ever, is start your balance of nature journey, okay? I worry about you. This is it. If you didn't call, you've got to call. You get 35% off on any new preferred order of balance of nature and free shipping, all right? And you get your own health coach, your own health coach. That is a service from the Howard family. Here's the number, 800-246-8751. And every time, I've said 1,000 times when I tell you about balance of nature, someone will walk up to me and go, does balance of nature really work? They'll say, and I go, oh, I said, that's what I've been trying to tell you on the radio. So you know what you got to do? You owe it to yourself to build up your immune system, okay? And then you know, I keep telling you, you and I don't eat enough fruits and vegetables. We just don't, and we're not going to. It's just because you need, if you take one daily dose of Balance of Nature and it has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables, that would take all day. All you got to do is take Balance of Nature and you will build up your immune system. This works for me. This is not a clinical claim. This is not an FDA study. This is me, and this is Frank and Alan Debbie. The whole morning team is on Balance of Nature, and we want you to do the same, okay? 800-246-8751. Start your journey to a stronger immune system and overall better health. 800-246-8751. Or start here, please. Balanceofnature.com. Just remember that discount code, please. The answer.
Have you found yourself stuck in a timeshare? You're not alone, that's for sure. It must have been such a surprise to find out something you were told had value has none at all. Thankfully, my friends at Lone Star Transfer can help. Let them do for you what they continue to do for thousands of others around the country. Their process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Lone Star Transfer also has a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They're family-owned, and their customer service is second to none. They will personally make sure your experience is a delightful one. Let Lone Star Transfer give you peace of mind. Don't let ongoing maintenance fees be your legacy. Give my friends at Lone Star Transfer a call today. You'll get a no-obligation consultation. Call 844-310-3116. That's 844-310-3116. Again, 844-310-3116. Or online at MikeForLST.com. That's MikeForLST.com. MikeForLST.com.
With all that's going on right now, the last thing you want to do is add to your stress. But credit card debt does that, doesn't it? Even though these are hard times and credit card debt can add up, you don't have to tackle it alone. Nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Take away this added stress today and be there for your family. If you're ready to pay off credit cards in less time for less money, then pick up the phone and call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Times of sun and clouds today. It'll become windy and much cooler than yesterday. Watch out for an afternoon shower in spots, the high 65. And patchy clouds tonight, blustery and colder, low 42. Sunshine mixing with clouds tomorrow, a cool breeze, high 61. But Wednesday, chilly, plenty of clouds, a little bit of rain in the afternoon and at night, the high Wednesday approaching 60. AM 970, The Answer.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo, mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe on the radio. Happy Monday.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this. Mama said, Mama said, Mama said, Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this. My mama said, Mama said, Mama said.
That ain't so bad. We got this. We got this. Spring is in the air. I'm so excited about it. I love your tweets. If you go to Jersey Joe Piscopo, J-R-Z-Y Joe Piscopo on Twitter. And I said where the CDC put out a paper that looked like the COVID-19 deaths are only 37,000, not 70,000. And then Diane on Twitter goes, yep, when I told my daughter CDC brought the numbers way down, she accused me of being a conspiracy theorist. And it's so true. I'm the same way when I say it to somebody. Oh, you're a conspiracy person. No, I'm not. I'm just saying that I think they were counting pneumonia deaths and every other kind of deaths, they coupled it with COVID-19, hence 70,000. That's not the case. Those are inflated numbers. Stephen Greer will answer that all for us. And by the way, Gianluca Mech is with us, International Ambassador of Healthy Living, Italian citizen from Roma, Gianluca from Rome. Councilman Bob Holden will join us. Frank Sillers, fresh from the White House, Tunnel to Towers. Michelle Hall, John Berry, Bob Hugin, Rick Klein coming up at the top of the hour. It's Joe Piscopo on the radio. Love you with us.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
63 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The Central Park Field Hospital will stop taking new patients starting today. Officials with Mount Sinai Health System and Samaritan's Purse, the two organizations running the temporary tent hospital, say while the crisis is far from over, this marks a turning point in the coronavirus outbreak and a return to normalcy. It's estimated to take 2 weeks to treat the last patients, decontaminate, and remove the tents. Starting today, all Jersey City residents will be able to get tested for the coronavirus, whether they show symptoms or not. Mayor Steve Phillip announced the expanded testing for residents who make appointments through the COVID-19 testing call center. Latest numbers of the effect of the coronavirus on the state show more than 3,000 new cases, more than 130 new deaths throughout New Jersey because of COVID-19. New Jersey State Senator Joe Panaccio is criticizing Governor Murphy for what he says is flippant and disrespectful language when the governor says don't be a knucklehead while urging residents to practice social distancing. In fact, those words are on highway signs as well. Panaccio in a tweet condemning the use of the term, saying New Jersey citizens are making hard sacrifices to stop the spread. Police say two homeless men are dead after they were found riding the trains over the weekend. The incident comes as Governor Cuomo calls for a crackdown of the homeless on the trains and unprecedented overnight closure of trains for a deep cleaning schedule to start later this week. One man found when crews were cleaning the C train at the 168th Street Terminal Friday night. The other man found Saturday morning on the number 4 train at Utica Avenue.